territory into a luxury resort area. Palestinians would be relocated to other countries. National Security Advisor Mike Walz tells CBS Mornings.
Everybody's heart breaks for the Palestinian people across the region, and rightly so. But he's not seeing any realistic solutions on how those miles and miles and miles of debris are going to be cleared.
I'm Cammie McCormick. U.S. allies and adversaries are rejecting Trump's plans. Saudi Arabia said its support for an independent Palestinian state is unwavering. And British Foreign Secretary David Lammy said the way ahead must involve cooperation from regional allies.
It's clear that Gaza is lying in rubble. We must see two states.
The FBI has sent the White House details on thousands of staffers who worked on investigations into the January 6th attack. Correspondent Scott McFarland.
CBS News has learned the FBI fulfilled that controversial order by Tuesday's deadline, providing that list, and it has caused turmoil inside the Bureau, and it's caused fears of violence against agents.
Former U.S. aid contractor Maura Reep weighing in on the Trump administration's plan to pull almost all members of the U.S. Agency for International Development off their jobs.
We're thinking about people with tuberculosis that are no longer going to have access to life-saving treatment. So it's extremely tragic. It's hard to imagine.
It's part of a plan to roll the agency into the State Department. The Postal Service has just announced it will once again allow mail and packages from China and Hong Kong to enter the U.S. They were suspended yesterday after China announced retaliatory tariffs in response to President Trump's new levies on Chinese goods. Police in New Albany, Ohio, say they're focusing on an employee now at a cosmetics warehouse in last night's mass shooting that killed a coworker and wounded five others. Police Chief Greg Jones.
We have a person of interest, and we are working to locate them and bring them into custody. This is quite a tragedy, and it's really a fluid situation and the investigation's really just begun.
State police in Pennsylvania are looking for some hot eggs. A lot of them. They say someone swiped about 100,000 eggs from a distribution trailer at a warehouse in Greencastle. Locals are stumped.
That's pretty shocking. Someone could come and take 100,000 eggs.
Can't imagine they could use that many eggs.
Retail value, $40,000 and climbing, thanks to the bird flu outbreak that sent prices soaring. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. No charges are expected in that accident Sunday night in the Burlington Menards parking lot. The 21-year-old Menards employee killed has been identified as Cody A. Dorn. He died after being pinned between two vehicles in the store's parking lot. An investigation is ongoing. A swatting incident at Bradford High School in Kenosha caused a lockdown that lasted about an hour yesterday. It came after a fake report of a shooting. The school was searched and no threats were found. An investigation continues into where that call came from. Public hearings are being held at the Union Grove Village Hall today. It's in connection to the proposal from We Energies for a 128-megawatt methane gas-fired power plant in Paris. Some environmental groups are criticizing the project due to possible impacts to the environment. The Racine County Eye is working on a story about Racine police officers who've been without a contract for 5 years. The president of the state's police union recently addressed the Racine Common Council on the issue. Read more at racinecountyeye.com. And the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act has been reintroduced in the U.S. Senate. It's meant to ensure all new vehicles include AM radio access. If passed, the bipartisan legislation would mandate AM radio in all new cars. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers roll past Indiana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wisconsin with another win over the Hoosiers in Madison, 76-64. The Badgers jumping out to a 26-4 lead early in the contest. Head coach Greg Gard.
Scores that we can put on the floor from a variety of positions helps us. Defense has to make a decision. Who are they going to take away? And the unselfishness of this group, how it moves. I mean, you have 13 assists on 26 baskets and Klesmet with 6 assists. That just shows me the unselfishness of this group. And that's important for a really good offense. You have to be unselfish and a willing passer, and they just want to find who's open from Wisconsin. That's their mission.
Marquette with another loss, this time on the road against St. John, 70-64, in front of 16,000 fans at Madison Square Garden. Rick Pitino turning that program around. NFL place kicker Mason Crosby announcing his retirement from football. 16 years with the Packers before brief stints with the Rams and the Giants. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy today with some light snow and freezing drizzle this afternoon into this evening. Could be a slippery commute this afternoon through this evening. Our high today right around 31. Tonight, freezing drizzle 28. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, windy, and warmer with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Also known as Wednesday. Just let it be.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
Radio Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special on my mind. Last night I met a new girl in the neighborhood. Whoa, yeah. She's the kind of girl who's not too shy, and I can tell I'm her kind of guy. She danced close to me like I hope she would.
She danced with me like I hope she would.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something.
Oh. We only danced for a minute or two, then she stuck close to me.
She told me I could.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something. Something tells me I'm into something.
Something good, something good, something good.
taking care of business. Taking care of business.
Every day.
Taking care of business.
Every way.
Taking care of business.
It's all mine.
Taking care of business.
Working overtime. Woo!
Taking care of business. Taking care of business.
Hits, WRJN. We are taking care of business news-wise by partnering up with the Racine County Eye. They have great journalistic expertise to add to our own, and that will go on the air and online reporting at WRJN.com. And you can get the headlines from us and then the details from the RacineCountyEye.com, their website. Thought I'd pass that along to you here, brand new at WRJN. Badgers last night, victorious. Way to go, Bucky. He downed Indiana 76-64 in a game heard here on WRJN. Next Badger men's basketball game Saturday against the Iowa Hawkeyes. And the pregame starts at 11. You can hear the whole shebang here on WRJN.
Share your love with an unforgettable gift from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Making love blossom since day one, Sunnyside has been Kenosha's family tradition for stunning, customized floral arrangements for any occasion. This Valentine's Day, pair your perfect gift with premium chocolates, an adorable plush bear or puppy designed to melt their heart. Share your love in the most beautiful way and visit Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha today. Located on 75th Street and 30th Avenue, open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Get your golf game in top shape this winter with two unforgettable tournament qualifiers from X-Golf Kenosha and the Wisconsin State Golf Association. Pair up for a shot at the Wisconsin Net Partners Championship at the Wild Rock Golf Club in the Dells September 16th. Or aim for a spot in the Wisconsin State Scramble Series Championship at Wild Rock September 17th. Visit X-Golf Kenosha for details, then register at WSGA.org. Both events run through March 23rd. Make this winter a hole-in-one with X-Golf Kenosha.
Hi, it's Jenny from Big Deals, and I'm trying to keep you out of the chocolate zone. What am I talking about? This is the time when you start to panic about Valentine's Day, and you reach for the box of chocolates. Guys, gals, there's still time. Purchase a gift certificate or two at Big Deals today, and you'll save an additional 15% on your purchase. No code needed. Shop local, buy local with Big Deals.
Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals banner for amazing savings right now.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I've changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kisses, baby. Feels good. Love you like I love the shoe. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. I chew my nails and then I twiddle my thumb. I'm real on earth, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. In this room, it's just great balls of fire. love you like I love us should. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you mind. Ain't you trying to hear that I quit on my thumb? We'll never somebody show him fun. Come on, baby, run crazy. This greatness is great, balls of fire.
Overloos timeless hits, WRJN.
Your laughter cannot hide, and you're afraid to let your eyes meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. And it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really I
God, speed your love to me. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Wait for me, wait for me. I'll be coming home. Wait for me.
Brothers, one of them a Beaver Dam, Wisconsin native. More about that later, sometime. But first, an update on what's happening right now around the world and up your street with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It was just before noon when a call went to Kenosha Police Monday about a break-in at a Southside home. Police say the initial check found nothing. However, a second call came later, and police came back to find a 52-year-old man and his dog dead in a basement. It happened at a home near 85th Street and 18th Avenue. A 41-year-old Kenosha man was quickly ID'd as a person of interest and was arrested. The investigation is ongoing. A first-degree homicide charge is likely. The Racine County Eye has a report today about the strange and scary situation outside of a Racine school this week. The man accused of being intoxicated with a gun near Wisconsin Lutheran was in court yesterday. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. A swatting incident at Bradford High School in Kenosha yesterday caused kids to be out of class for about an hour. The fake caller reported a shooting, triggering a large police response. The school was placed on lockdown and searched. Previous fake calls to Kenosha and Racine area schools have originated overseas. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act has been reintroduced in the U.S. Senate. It's got local support, with the bill being sponsored by Senator Tammy Baldwin. It aims to ensure that all new vehicles include AM radio access. If passed, the bipartisan legislation would require the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to mandate AM radios in all new cars. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather. It is going to be cloudy today with some light snow and freezing drizzle this afternoon into this evening. Could be a slippery commute this afternoon through this evening. Our high today right around 31. Tonight, freezing drizzle 28. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, windy, and warmer with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Chicago is the baddest part of town, and if you go down Lord, peace is gone.
And it's bad, bad, Leroy Brown. Baddest man in the whole damn town. Badder than old King Kong. Meaner than the junkyard dog. And it's bad, 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 Leroy Brown. Baddest man in the whole damn town. Badder than old King Kong. Meaner than the junkyard dog. Yeah, he was badder than old King Kong. Meaner than the junkyard dog.
Along the way, the mamas and papas, on their way to fame and fortune, wrote a song about some of the people they met during their journey to the top. It's Creaky Alley on Station with Local News. Timeless hits, WRJN.
John and Mitchie were getting kind of itchy just to leave the folk music behind. Saul and Denny working for a penny, trying to get a fish on the line. In a coffee house, Sebastian sat. And after every number, they pass that.
McQueen and McGuire's just a getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. So listen, and Danny, you know there aren't many who can sing a song the way that you do. Let's go south.
Danny says, Ollie, golly, don't you think that I wish I could play guitar like you? McGuire still are getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. When Cass was a sophomore, planned to go to Swarthmore, but she changed her mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, talking about the hitchhike, take her to New York right away. When Danny met Cass, he gave a love bar.
McGuire couldn't get no higher, but that's what they were aiming at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass.
Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play.
Make up, break up, everything is shake up, yes, it had to be that way.
Sebastian has all for me spoonful. McGuire just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at.
Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass.
Agents can't be trusted. And then she wants to go to the sea. Cass can't make it. She says we'll have to fake it. We knew she'd come eventually. Greasing on American Express cars.
But keeping out the heat small.
The good vibrations in our imaginations can't go on indefinitely. And California dreaming is becoming a reality.
When love runs high, in this time, give it to me easy. And let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone,
it's the time of the season.
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Is he rich? Is he rich like me? Has he taken
us
any time?
Any time
to show? To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Here is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season.
Zombies on WRJN. There's a lot of songs about bad boys in rock and roll. And one of the better ones is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this morning. It follows the Beach Boys on WRJN.
Ba 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 ba. Looking for romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann. Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann. You got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling, Barbara Ann.
Barbara Ann,
Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann.
Bye.
always done that way.
Timeless Hits WRJN with boys high school basketball tomorrow night. Park and Case going at it. Pre-game starts at 6:30 here on WRJN.
just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Doo, doo, doo. Looking out my back door. This giant doing cartwheels. Statue wearing. Listening to Buck Owens. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One horse apparition divided by magician. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
I can stop.